How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is May 15, 2013, here at figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com. 10-minute afternoon update here. Going to be back in a couple of hours with Lance Storm, so that should be a fun time. Make sure you check out today's New York Times for an article on, of all people, Big Dave Meltzer. And last night on the online version, the iPad version of the New York Times, Dave's story was actually in the top stories section, not just in the sports section, in the top stories front page section. And it's I just feel bad for Dave. As a journalist, this has got to be like the peak of his career. The story as a top story tweeted out by the New York Times, and all anybody can talk about is his monitor and what his office looks like. Let's just let the guy have his office. We'll talk more about this tonight on the show. All right, we got a lot of news to get into, so let's not waste any time. Raw ratings up very slightly. Show did 4.047 million viewers as compared to 3.917 million viewers last week. Still did a 2.9 rating. Not the best numbers in the world, but it's fine. The go-home ratings for a show usually don't correlate at all with the buy rate of the pay-per-view. It's been 6 weeks between pay-per-views for WWE. I think Extreme Rules is going to do all right. Don't think it's going to do a giant number or anything like that. It's a bunch of rematches. You got some stipulations, that sort of thing, but largely rematches. And the match that's not a rematch, John Cena and Ryback for the WWE title, not lighting my world on fire. But we'll be talking about that show more in the next couple of days. And I know that Lance has a lot to say about the build-up for the Brock Lesnar versus Triple H cage match, little of which we talked about last night. Fact that it's a cage match, and within 1 minute of brawling on Monday night, Brock ended up outside the door, which at the pay-per-view would have meant the end of the match and a win for Brock Lesnar, presumably. Also, that was funny. It's not really news, but I was just kind of, I was looking through everything today, putting up videos on the front page, and Raw Backstage Fallout. You can go up there and check it out. Raw Backstage Fallout this week, it's all about the return of Miz. Miz, of course, was gone filming a Christmas movie. He comes back. They do a Raw Backstage Fallout. The Miz has returned, the most must-see return, I believe they called it. And meanwhile, Raw on Hulu, Miz's return axed, not on the show at all. Perfect example of one hand not knowing what the other hand is doing in WWE. It literally happens all the time, but I thought that was hilarious. I don't have a lot of details yet, but Dixie Carter, in regards to the Austin Aries situation, stated that they have no tolerance, zero tolerance, she said, for inappropriate behavior, and that, quote, the incident with Austin Aries was taken very seriously and handled immediately. First off, that's incorrect. It was not handled immediately, because immediately after the incident, they had a wrestling match. What happened when they got back through the curtain? I don't know. I did talk to one person in TNA. I've been trying to contact several people and see if anybody's heard anything about this. I've gotten a response from one person so far, and they said they knew nothing about this, so make of that what you will, but so far, I guess we'll see what that means. This incident taken seriously and handled immediately. Maybe she yelled at him later and he was given a fine. I don't know. All I know is the one person I've talked to knows absolutely nothing about the situation being handled immediately. So I guess we'll wait and see if we can hear from more people backstage at TNA. Lot of UFC news. The best story, or the worst story, depending on your point of view. Pat Healy at UFC 159. He faced Jim Miller. They had an awesome fight, and he won the fight via submission. As a result, he received two bonuses. He got a $65,000 bonus, $65,000 for fight of the night, and he got a $65,000 bonus for best submission. The reason he got $65,000, by the way, was because Misha Tate's boyfriend, oh my God, don't tell me I can't remember his name, Brian Caraway. Brian Caraway went to Dana White and he said, listen, I'm taking this fight on 5 days' notice. I worked my ass off. I had to drop 30 pounds. I had to cut like crazy. And I'm going to go out there and win a bonus. In the last big show, the bonus was $65,000. So to me, I feel that you should bump this bonus up to $65,000 because I want to make sure that when I go through all of this hard work, training, and cutting to win this bonus, I get $65,000 and not $50,000. And Dana White was just like, he was greatly amused by this this attempt by Brian Caraway to increase the amount of the bonuses. And so he said, you know what? Fine. Bonuses tonight, $65,000. Every bonus is being increased $15,000 because of Brian Caraway. So Brian Caraway goes out there. He faces Johnny Bedford. He gets a submission. And unfortunately for him, he submitted Johnny Bedford and not Jim Miller. So long story short, he didn't get the $65,000 bonus, despite him being the guy that argued for everybody to get $65,000 instead of $50,000. So anyway, Pat Healy gets these two bonuses. He's $130,000 richer. He got the fight of the night bonus and the best submission bonus. Brian Caraway gets nothing, except obviously his win bonus. So as it turns out, Pat Healy fails his drug test for pot. So what they do in UFC is the bonus checks are not given to the guys that night. The bonus checks are held on to because maybe you fail a drug test. So Pat Healy, his own admission, Pat Healy said this. Pat Healy made a mistake. He decided that he was going to smoke with his buddies. Even though UFC was coming up, he ended up failing the pot test. So what happened? Pat Healy got a 90-day suspension. Pat Healy had his fight of the night bonus rescinded. Pat Healy had his submission of the night bonus rescinded. Pat Healy is out $130,000. Jim Miller, who was one half of the fight of the night, still got his $65,000. And the submission of the night bonus that Pat Healy had to give up because he had to smoke weed with his buddies one night, that $65,000 went to Brian Caraway, who now has the official submission of the night for UFC 159. So as Brian Caraway said, that was some expensive weed that Pat Healy had to smoke before his fight at UFC 159. So if there's a lesson to be learned here, everybody, don't smoke weed before your fight. At least Pat Healy didn't have to undergo rehab, which a lot of people have had to undergo as a result of this. But yeah, he's had a lot of money. Mark Hunt still has not gotten his visa issues figured out. They're hoping that they will get resolved. It is believed that he had an incident with the law years back that has come to light, and thus that's preventing him from getting into the U.S. They're hoping it gets cleared up in time for his fight with Junior Dos Santos next week. If it doesn't, it is believed that his replacement will be, of all people, Roy Nelson, who just fought. So that is the latest on Mark Hunt. Looking like they're thinking Hunt's going to be able to get into the country, but it's not 100% right now. Wrestling changes. Amateur wrestling. Tomorrow in New York City, there is going to be a special show. Rumble on the Rails. U.S. versus Iran versus Russia. They're all putting on a show to try to show the world how exciting amateur wrestling can be and how it needs to be accepted as a sport. This coming September, when the IOC makes its recommendations of new sports to be added to the Olympics, wrestling, of course, was cut from the Olympics, but it's now on the list of sports that will perhaps be brought back to the Olympics. A lot of people are thinking there's no way that the IOC is going to cut them and then decide to add them, because it would kind of show that the IOC made a mistake in the first place. But wrestling is trying very, very hard to get brought back into the Olympics this year. U.S., Iran, and Russia, three very unlikely partners, are all getting together tomorrow in New York. And the president of the IOC announced today that a lot of changes are coming to amateur wrestling to try to make it more exciting, not the least of which is they're very seriously discussing getting rid of singlets. Singlets are ugly. Singlets are questionable looking, I guess is the best way to term it. I don't know. But they're thinking of having the guys grapple in MMA grappling style shorts and maybe some sort of a singlet top. Sounds to me very much like a short-sleeved rash guard. Perhaps even no top, just MMA shorts. So basically, they'd have the same look as mixed martial arts fighters without the gloves. That's one change. They're talking about changing the surface. Maybe not like an octagon or anything like that, but maybe some sort of raised surface. Maybe he mentioned, he just kind of threw it out there, guys could wrestle in sand, they could wrestle on platforms, they could wrestle in an octagon. There are a lot of changes. That involve showmanship as well. I don't want to say less sportsmanship, but less of an emphasis on sportsmanship and more an emphasis on showmanship. And I know a lot of amateur wrestling fans are going to be irate, upset about these changes, but listen, at the end of the day, do you want wrestling in the Olympics or not? The answer is yes. and changes are probably going to have to be made. We'll see what happens. Going to be a big presentation tomorrow. We'll be following that, and we'll see what happens in September. We're out of time. We'll talk more about this tonight with Dave Meltzer. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again after a while.